Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, Angels, and I'm glad you're here tonight. And Di's with me, so we missed you last week. Di, I told him that you're going to be here this week, so I'm glad you're here.
I know. So, I'm sorry. I've been a little under the weather.
Well, there you go. And I know you're going to a blues festival tonight, so that's kind of cool. So we're going to do the show, and then you can be off and running with you and your guys to listen to some great music
yeah.
and drink a couple drinks and have a good time. So anyway, you know, I was really meditating, praying. I go, what do I do the show on tonight? You know, and I know you've been really busy, so I was like, okay, I'll figure it out. And as you said, you've been recouping from some things too as well. So making your intention happen in your relationship, because I've had a lot of calls this week about people and their stuff. And, you know, we all have stuff. And I think this week is challenging anyway, because there's a full moon and or a new moon, but it's a big one. And so, you know, it's us that make everything happen, you know, us and our higher power, however we see that. And but when you have a full moon or a new moon or it's both, I don't even know. I've got to look that up, I suppose. Then it's it really heightens everything. It's like a gas pedal. So you look around at your life, you know, and you're magnified what you like and what you don't like. Like today I'm looking at myself, I was like, man, this is what I need to change. This is what I like. This is what I don't like. How am I going to get this? And then I figured it all out, right? Put my intention out there. And I said, well, this is what I'm going to do. So making your intention happen in a relationship. And a lot of people want to do that. How do we make our intention happen in a relationship? I'm going to give you some thoughts. I'd like your feedback on it, because I know you're in a relationship that you just moved in with your guy, and you had to go into a blues festival and have to make a time tonight. But I always think intention's like a force.
Yeah.
You know, like a force.
Yeah.
And so you get, it's like you ride that horse. I literally see it like a horse. I get on the horse and say, this is my intention too, you know, and then you stick with it. And how do you stick with it in a relationship? You know, I have people that, you know, Allison, she had a real challenging time in her relationship where they broke up. They were going back and forth, you know, doing the jealous thing, doing the not jealous thing. And she just got an engagement ring about a week ago, week and a half ago, maybe. And they've moved in together. And she said, and then I have another one that just fell off the, you know, her and her guy, they're breaking up. And she doesn't want to be a part of it anymore. He's in New York and she's actually in Puerto Rico. So
mm-hmm.
What's the difference? What do you feel is the difference of one sticking it out and making it work? And keeping in the other one not, you know. So, how does one distinguish between those two, and why is one lucky and one not so lucky, or maybe they're both lucky, right? I don't know. So, what do
yeah.
you think?
I think that if both partners have the same intention, you know, I think if you are in a relationship and your intention is I want to make this relationship great, if your partner is wishy-washy or they're waffling or they're not sure about that relationship, you know, no matter how much intention you put in to say, I'm going to make this relationship great, it's not going to be unless you both are really, you level set the expectation. You know, if you both want the same thing and you're coming off of the same platform of honesty and love, you know, then you can get there. You don't have to have the breakup. But if your intentions are, oh, I want to stay with this person, but they're not, they don't have the same intentions, then it doesn't matter how much you're intending on it. You know, they're just not going to, you're not going to have that relationship. So number one, you both have to have the same intention. But that's a thing that you both have to talk about. You know, where are you coming from? How are you going to build this relationship? And if you've got issues, you have to be able to talk about them and find ways of working a compromise and a solution that you both are happy with, you both agree on. And then, like you said, it's like a fort. You know, if you both have that same intention, no matter how many obstacles you've got, you're coming from the same place. And you'll get, you know, like Allison now. She's happy. She's moving in and she's getting engaged and all that. So I think it's just different with different partners. If one of them doesn't have the same intention, then it's not going to work. And they may be telling you they do, but they may not, you know. They may be giving you lip service, But if they're not showing you what you are trying to show them, it just doesn't work. And we've all been there, you know. So I don't know what you think about that.
I agree with you. And you're talking from a perspective of maybe and that you guys are together already, okay? And that's good.
Mm-hmm.
Talk about it and make sure you're on the same page and make sure you're wanting and doing the same thing. So let's talk about that. And I think you need to talk about it. I also think that you need to iron everything out and be transparent. I'm sure I'll live with the guys someday and maybe do the marriage thing too as well.
If you want to. Not if you don't.
Yeah. Exactly. Or get married on the beach with the dolphins and the whales, you know, maybe something like that. Easy. Just easy and laid back. But here's what I'm going to tell you what I see a lot. I see what you're talking about with relationships that come to me and they're in you know, for coaching, for sessions, for, you know, with all of us here because we all got a lot of stuff to offer people. But what I'm really talking about, too, is what about you? I have Allison, I'll use her because she won't mind, I don't think, anyway. Her and her guy, they broke up, and she says, I think I'm supposed to be with him. I go, okay, great. Then if you know that,
mm-hmm.
then live your life like that. And and so I said, so she says, okay. And so she goes, instead of worrying about when he was going to call and when he wasn't going to call and what he was doing and who he was going out with, she focused her life on going to school, getting, you know, Allison is a director of a big school in Georgia, but she focused on getting, doing her education and working on herself. Now, she did get caught up in the drama sometimes, but then she would pull herself back, okay? So
mm-hmm.
what I'm saying to people that are listening that have a relationship, and you know this, have you ever thought, I'm supposed to be with that guy, and I know I'm supposed to be with him, or that girl, and I know I'm supposed to be with that girl, and then you keep obsessing about it, and you're wondering when they're going to call, and then stalking. You know, I have a friend of mine says, I only stalk on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. You know,
yeah.
So what
stalking always works.
Yeah, sorry. Yeah, stalking, exactly. And so what I'm saying to you is, like, if you know you're supposed to be with that person, okay, and they're not in your life right now, okay, but you feel it, not that you're obsessed
mm-hmm.
about who they're going out with, but you know you have that connection with them, and that's where you got to look at it. Is that a real connection, or is that me obsessing about him or her to be in our life, to be in my life, and I feel this connection. Does she feel that connection or does he feel that connection? Maybe, maybe not, okay? So then if you know that to be true, then you put it out there and just realize that you don't have to manipulate anything. They'll come back to you. And maybe you're going through circumstances or dating other people to prepare you to build a life with that person, okay? And that's something that's really hard for people. But the most successful relationships I've ever known that – you know, Lily is another one. She and her guy, they broke up. He went back with his ex-wife. He didn't break up with her, his ex-wife, to be Lily, but one day she came home and he was gone, and she was three. I know I'm supposed to be with him. I go, yeah, I feel that too. And a year and a half, 2 years later, 2013, they got married, and now she's pregnant carrying his baby, okay? You know what I mean? And there was a series of events that brought them back together, but she never lost focus of saying, I am supposed to be with this person, and I know it. Now,
mm-hmm.
does that work all the time? No, well, you need to be clear. Is that person thinking that they need to be with you, or is there somebody else in their future? I recently talked to someone. She goes, I had a dream, and he's supposed to be with somebody else, and it's not me. And they're still together, right? I asked her, what are you going to do? And she said, I know that he will always be a good friend to me, and I really love him, but he is supposed to be with somebody else. And she goes, I just know that, so I'm going to let it happen the way it's supposed to happen. So, but, you know, when you know in your heart that this person is supposed to be with you, you don't have to force it. It will happen for you. But don't ever lose the intention of, I want to be with this person. Or, you know, or maybe and let that go. And don't wonder when he or she is coming, because they're going to come, okay? But if you know in your heart that's the thing, and you stick with it, and you build your life, and you work on your life, not work on your life waiting, being in pause, but work on your life, maybe working on your spiritual body, your emotional body, or your physical body. That is real key right there. and the women and the men that I've seen that have built a great life with someone that may have not been in their life, you know, they were together and then they broke up, or he felt a connection with this person. They've worked on their life in other ways, and then that person came back to them. Okay, does that always happen? Maybe not, but in my experience, when you keep your intention and know that person's supposed to be with you, then it happens. It works out. What do you feel?
I don't know. I think it's hard for people, because there's a lot of people, obviously, that feel like that's the right person for me and I'm going to wait for them, and then it's really not. So how do you differentiate? I mean, how can you get somebody to differentiate between, yes, go, you know, keep on building your life, but believing that's the right person when it may not be, or how do you differentiate that? Because, I mean, you know, I'm just talking from personal experience here. I put my eyes on, I was in a pause moment for quite a while, and it was the wrong person, you know, and I was doing everything, saying, oh, I know he's coming back, I'm going to do my life, and it was the wrong person. And so how do you tell people, how could they know whether, yes, that's the right person, or whether they're just wasting their time and they need to move on? I mean, how do you know?
Well, here's what I'm going to say. It's like you build your life. Like, you work on your life. Like, Allison worked on her schooling. She worked on getting programs approved in her school. So her focus is not being in pause waiting for him to come back, and I think, or her to come back. I'm going to say that for days. But she worked on other parts of her life. And did you feel like you were with the wrong guy? Okay, I don't die. I feel like, here's what I don't think you wasted your time at all. I think you worked on yourself, you know, and you chose somebody different, and he's the right choice for you. But your guy did, the ex guy did come back and want to connect with you again, and you pushed him away.
Yeah.
Right? So
well, maybe true.
Your pause moment was working on yours. Yeah, it was, right? So, but, you know, I think that you got to look at it like it's not that you're waiting for the guy or the girl. You work on your life in other ways, you know. I remember I started running, right, and I worked on my life in running and doing the mind-body-spirit connection. And the rest of my life is falling into place, you know what I mean? So it's not like I'm putting everything on pause and saying, okay, I can't date or I can't do anything. Why, you know, when I was doing that, I learned to get myself into really excellent shape. And then, you know, I started dating. I really don't date anybody right now. I'm too busy. But, what I'm saying to you is that I think as long as you're not waiting, that's the key there, but you're living and doing and breathing and living your life passionately or trying to find your passion or exploring different opportunities, that's the key there. But keeping in your mind, in the back of your mind, saying this is the man or this is the woman for me, and letting the universe work for you, or God of your understanding works for you to bring that person to you, that's key right there, okay? And so that's the biggest thing that I'm saying. So you're not waiting for him or her to come back, okay? You're living. Not existing, but you're living. You know, you were writing, you were doing all these things, you know, and then everything worked out, you know, and you know, where you were able to choose the guy you wanted, and it wasn't the other guy, because you'd had him, would he have been good for you? Maybe not, who knows, but I think that you're with the person you're supposed to be with now, because, you know, you quit living in pause, and you started living in joy, you know, writing and doing your thing, preparing for your granddaughter, you know, all these things. That's what I feel. Don't you think? Maybe? I don't know.
I actually have a good friend of mine right now who is having a hard time really letting go of the hopes that he's going to get back with his, lady love. And he's going through the motions. You know, he's going through the motions of dating and everything. But I don't feel like this guy is ever going to give another woman a chance, who might be the right woman, because he's got it in his head that, you know, this other person is the right one for him. So like, that's why I was asking you, like, how do you know that? How would he know the difference? You know, what could you tell a person like that? Say, yeah, keep dating, but it's like, try to,
try to get them to keep their heart open is a whole nother story. It seems like it just seems, you know, like that's the tough part. That's the tough part of saying, I'm going to put my intention out there that I want to be with that person. I believe I'm going to be with them, but I'm going to still keep going on and dating other people or whatever. I think that's just what's so hard. You know, it's hard for people to really get behind their own, you know, intention of going on. Do you know what I mean? I don't know if I'm making sense.
No, I agree with you on that too as well. And to, I'm going to say it like this. If you know that's a person for you, okay, and you know, and it's not about, because people get really caught up in, I got to have him, I got to have her, because it's a competition thing. But if you know that person is for you because you feel it in your gut, your heart, your prayer, meditation, whatever you've done, then you put that on the back burner and you leave that, say, okay, God, I'm going to work on my whatever I'm going to do. But do not live your life in pause. I mean, if that means living your life dating other people, great, date them. If that means living your life, you know, dancing and ballroom dancing, just sort of a friend of mine is doing now is ballroom dancing, then do that. But the biggest thing is like, put your intention out there. Say, I'm going to be with this person. I know it. I'm going to trust you, God, the angels, whoever you believe in, Buddha, to bring them to me, and then leave it, let it go. And if your intention wavers, and it will, okay, this is because we're human, then what do you do? Mm-hmm. You know, a couple of things that I've done, you've done, and I think that a lot of people should, is write your intention out. I intend to be with the woman of my dreams, and then this is what this person is, or, you know, and that kind of thing. And then I wouldn't label it either. I wouldn't put a name on it. I would just, like, you know, like, let it be. And then and say, I'm going to be with this person, and read it every night before you go to bed. Tell me how to prepare myself to be with the man, the woman of my dreams, whatever you want to say. You know, and then, that's something that you do. Write it out. Write your intention out. Get on every, you know, read books about intention, about making things happen, about manifesting. Because we get so caught up in like, you know, not practicing what we believe in, okay? And so if you're not living, eating, and breathing your intention, okay? And I'm not even talking about just being with the right man or woman, but maybe having the right, you know, the right body, you know what I mean, that you want to create this great body for yourself, you know, stronger, leaner, whatever, and you drop the ball. Then, you know, read that intention, you know, every day. You want to be spiritual. You want you to open your abilities. Then you read that intention every day. But keep focused on it, because people start getting off track and then they start just existing and not really living. And that's their way to be. I mean, unless you're happy that way. Happy being miserable. There's people like that too as well.
You're right.
You know?
It's easy to get off track too. It is totally easy with anything that you're wanting, you know, whether it's a job or whatever. It's easy to get discouraged, you know, and I think you're right about writing it out and looking at it every day and just saying your own mantra, you know, saying this is what I'm going to have. I'm getting this right now, because that's what helped me, I know, with a variety of things. You know, I just always say, I am going to have this, and really believing it. And that's, I know, what's the hardest thing. But when you're talking about, you know, really getting that relationship that you want, it's really believing that you're worth it, that you can have it, and believing you're going to get it, whether it's with that person that you want it with or a different person who will actually be a better person, you know, for you. I got sidetracked on the other thing because I was, you know, thinking of a friend of mine who I, you know, I feel like it's like I believe in the law of attraction and I think he practices it, and yet I'm thinking to myself, I don't think this is the right person for you, and so you're not going to bring in the right person when you're just saying, God, I believe I'm going to be with her, you know. You need to be saying, God, I thank you for giving me the right person.
Maybe, yeah, I'm creating the love of my life. Yeah, I'm creating the right person for me, you know, and then let that be, you know. I mean, it's so true. So, you know, writing your intention out is great. I am creating the man, the woman of my dreams, because I am the man or woman of his dreams or her dreams, you know, whoever you're attracted to. And make sure about that, you know, too, as well. And the I am is acknowledging that part of you that is connected to God, you know, or, you know, the part of you that is God, however you feel about that. And I always look at God as the ocean, and we're waves in that ocean. And so, you know, when you write it out, you read it every night before you go to bed, when you wake up, and then look at your life are you ready for that woman or man? I mean, have you got it together
right.
financially, emotionally, and physically? You know, look at your life like that. Look at that
mm-hmm.
person that you're attracted to or you want. You know, they got their life together physically, emotionally, and financially. Do you have that together? Do you have a job in
right.
their dreams? Because I am always attracted to guys that have got it together physically, emotionally, and mentally, right? You are
mm-hmm.
as well,
mm-hmm.
okay? So if you're attracted to the person that's living with passion and joy in their life, are you living with passion and joy in your life? You know, so ask yourself those questions. Donna does a real good job of teaching a class about that. She's an angel coach. But that's a question you ask, you know, because I do not want someone needy or clingy. I just don't. I'm not a 9-to-5-er, and I don't want a 9-to-5-er. So, you know,
yeah.
I like, yeah, you know, I mean, you're different too, you know. So be clear on what you're looking for.
Right.
So, you know, pray about it. Meditate about it. Do the emotions or the I am. I'm creating this in, you know, in the morning and the evening. Because when you say that and you believe it and then, you know, people say things, but it takes 30 days to really make things happen. And, I get people call me all the time, why haven't I met the guy? Or what are you doing every day to meet the guy or the woman?
Right.
So, that's really what you got to ask yourself. Are you clear on your intention? The first day you did that intention, we're all clear. It's like the first day of starting a diet. We're all like, oh, yeah, I'm going to lose this weight. But are you that clear the 90th day that you're on that diet? You know what I mean? And you've got to be super clear about your intention. And even when it looks like it's not coming, I promise you the angels are listening. God is listening. Your higher power, whoever you see that is listening. And not only listening and removing the obstacles, which usually the biggest obstacles are set, you know. But intention is a force. And as long as we realize that and we ride that force and we get really clear on it and we do the work, the daily work to make that intention happen, okay? What are you doing to make your intention happen, whether it's, you know, for a relationship? What are you doing to make that intention happen in your career? What are you doing in that intention to make it happen in your body? You know what I mean? In your spirit. So, and be really super clear about that. Because I'm going to tell you, the man or the woman that you're looking to attract, they're always someone that you admire, right? Or you wouldn't be attracted to them. You know? So,
right. You would hope.
And,
one
yeah,
would hope.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, we've all got our obstacles. We all got our shadows. You know, what we're better in the closet. That's okay. It's part of human experience, right? So, but,
right.
you know, one of the biggest things is to be clear on your intention, but while you're working on your, being clear with your intention and working on it, look at yourself and say, okay, I got to get prepared for this guy or this woman. I got to get prepared for this new promotion. I'm using that as an example. I got to get prepared for this, you
mm-hmm.
know, for this spirituality coming to me. Because most of us live with, why isn't he or why isn't this happening? Is he ever going to change? Is she ever going to change? Probably not. Okay. But, you know, the person that can
mm-hmm.
change is you, you know, and because you can't make somebody change, you can't. And, but you can change how you see things, and when you change how you see things and the things around you change. So that's the key thing right there, you know. So,
right.
And when you change,
you may not want that person.
maybe
you
not.
Know, less
you know
more.
What I mean?
When you change, you may not
yes.
want them then anymore. Yeah, you may want one better. You know, you just. You don't, you just don't know.
Yeah, I mean, it's really true. I mean, one of the things that I really want to be is really transparent in a relationship when I get into a, you know, a relationship where this is somebody I'm going to be marry. And and the one thing about it that I've realized now is my friend, Dwayne, he is my coach, and he's a coach for angel coaches, too, with the mind, body, spirit. And he said, Tariq, he goes, listen, he said, most of us will not share with our guy or girl how we really feel because we're afraid they're going to get upset at us. And so we're making a decision how they're going to feel based on what we think they're going to do. So we're making that decision for them. And yet we bitch about them
mm-hmm.
being controlling, right? But who's really controlling?
Right, but we're trying. Right.
Yeah. It's like, Dwayne, you were so small. I'm going to blog about that because he gave me this wonderful thing that he and his sister wrote. So, and his girlfriend is so lucky, and he's lucky to have her because she believes in the law of attraction. Those two have got it together because, you know, he says, I can't tell her this or, you know, and so I'm trying to make the decision that she won't understand because she's a rule follower and I'm a risk taker. Like, he says, from now on, I'm going to share my risk that I'm getting ready to take, not trying to, you know, shield her from it, you know. And he's like, because I can be really who I am when I do that. And I was like, good for him, you know what I mean? So being honest and straight up with your mate and being transparent, not only with your mate, with yourself, it will help you attract a man or woman of your dreams, okay? So that's something I do know. So, you know, and how do you keep from being angry and bitter? Well, if you're angry and bitter at a situation and you've got this intention of being happy and having great love, then you got to work on the anger within yourself. That is so true right there, because if you're reacting to somebody super strong, okay, it's usually because you have anger in yourself. I know this from personal experience. I'm like, why am I reacting to this so strong?
True, me
and
too.
because I'm angry about something. He's just mirroring this that I've held on, this feeling I've held on to a very long time. So how does that affect your intention? Well, great love's hard to come when you're being angry and bitter.
Right.
You
it
know?
Puts negativity into it.
Right. The bitterness. Absolutely. I mean, it takes the old bitterness from somebody else and it puts it into the new relationship. So the anger, yeah. That's hard to really manifest what you want when you have all that anger, because you're not thinking positive at all. You're thinking negative. So the anger, it's tough to get rid of. It's hard to get past, you know, but that's something you have to tackle first, I think.
Yeah. Yeah, you do. And you know, we write a lot about this in our book. You mean there's a lot that says he has to be attracted to me. And I would recommend everybody read it. You know, sometimes people have a hard time reading, okay, and that's cool, but we need to put it on an audible thing or auditory thing. But
yeah.
We cover there you go. We cover a lot of this in our book, those who are listening, and it's true. You know, you have this great intention of meeting your guy or your girl or having a career. You can use it for anything. If you got anger right there and you've got bitterness from the past, the miracle of love really only happens in the present. It does. Anyways, this question, so I'm going to answer this question. Hold on one second. Do you mind if you take a question? Because I know you're going to.
No, go ahead. I know, I'm probably getting into the noisy area now, so I'm going to mute myself.
Okay. Hey, this is Tari.
Tari, it's James. I'm calling
James,
to ask
hey,
you,
honey.
How do you get rid of the pain of the past?
Wow. How do you get rid of the pain from the past?
How do you manifest that pain to move forward towards something that's a brighter future, a brighter tomorrow?
A brighter tomorrow. Wow, that's a good one, James. And I think that's a big question we're talking about here. There's not a magic pill you can take, unfortunately or fortunately. But the one thing that I do know that you can do, and I know your circumstance pretty well because I know you pretty well. And what I feel is that your angels, God, your higher power is putting you in a circumstance where you're around very spiritual people and you're going to learn about the law of attraction and manifesting happiness. One of the things that you're doing, like tonight, I know you guys are doing, you're doing something for your business, but also for your personal thing. And I'll send you a mantra saying, I am releasing my old emotions from the past. You know what I mean? And I am happy. I am working on being happy all the time and creating a great relationship. But I don't think that you can create that great relationship until you release the stuff from the past. You know what I mean? Because you're living, the old emotions are there.
If you're trying to resolve past issues with people and you're ready to resolve them and they don't want to resolve them because they're angry, they're bitter, they're negative, they are like a black bottom feeder, how do you deal with you're ready to move forward, you're ready to get rid of that pain, you're ready to summon a new life, how do you deal with feeders on that aspect?
With their fears or with their negativity? Okay.
Right.
That's a good question. Okay. That's a really good question, by the way. And Di, if you're on, because she's in a place that's kind of challenging to talk. But if you're on, I'd like to share what you have to say. James, here's what I'm going to share with you. This is a tough one because you can feel their energy around you. So one of the things that you're going to have to do is I feel, and this is what I've talked to you about, is really you're going to have to say surround yourself and visualize yourself surrounded by your angels. You're also going to have to verbally ask, okay, in prayer and meditation every darn day, raise my vibration so you can't feel that negativity, okay, from that person. You're also going to have to really not entertain them, because I think sometimes we get to a point where we feel guilty about not talking to them, and we feel so bad because they're hurting, you know what I mean? And we're afraid that if we let them go, they're going to really hurt themselves. I know I've lived like that myself in the past, okay? So a couple things that you're going to have to do right now is that you're going to have to cut yourself totally off from that person or people, okay, you know? You're also, and you have to ask for help with that because you want to help them, right? So you're going back down to where they are and saying, okay, here's my hand, let me lift you up. But what happens is they pull you down, don't you think? And,
I no longer want to help them. I no longer want to offer help. I'm done helping. Dai's been doing this too. I know that. I want to offer peace.
Right.
Yeah.
I guess.
Dai,
He's tired of being the strong one, kind of. It's like you're trying to help this person and they're angry. They have anger at either someone else or something, an old fight or whatever, and they can't get past that. And I've been there, done that. And there's nothing you can do to make somebody get past their anger. If they want the relationship, you know, then they're going to have to open up that conversation with you. And if they don't, then I would walk away from it, because you can't change them. If they don't want to meet you halfway and say, okay, let's work on this, then you're just going to keep beating your head against the wall. And I would say, that's it. I'm trying. You don't want to meet me halfway here. So, you know, I can't deal with your anger anymore, because I have dealt with someone who's very angry. And, you just can't ever, there's no open conversation. You know, there's just no openness there. You're always dealing with anger.
But I have walked away. I have exited, and it's still coming back. And it's, this entity is bringing back part of my past from almost 10 years ago to bring that person back into my life to create more of a drama. I mean, tonight I'm doing the full moon ceremony, so I'm releasing all this energy, all this negativity. I lost it today. I lost all the marbles I had. I went through the entire vocabulary of curse words from A to Z. And
good for you. You don't sound like you lost
it. I thought, well, it felt really good, except my neighbors kind of hurt me. But anyway, I needed to lose. I have, and obviously I realize I'm screaming into a cell phone, but I scream so hard and so loud that I hurt myself inside, not painfully, but emotionally.
Right.
I felt something I never wanted to feel again.
Wow. Right.
So
yes.
I need to, what I'm asking is, I need to understand how to release all of that and be gone with it.
Can I interject something here, if it's okay?
Yeah.
James, here's the deal. The spiritual work that you're doing, okay, is painful. But I've never, and I've known you for a while, you're doing stuff now that's part of the releasing. Because you've never looked at this stuff before like you're looking at now. You're never saying, enough, I can't do this anymore. I can't do it because I feel good for the moment, or I feel bad for the moment. I can't do this anymore. I want something better. And this spiritual work is hard. And if a spiritual work that you're doing on yourself is not painful, it's probably not the right word. Okay? But the pain that you're dealing with now is not from ego. The pain that you're dealing with now is from releasing. You see what I'm saying? It's different.
Yeah, I do.
Doing the full moon. Okay, so you're in the process of releasing now. Yeah, and you're doing the full moon ceremony, which you would have never done a few months ago. Okay?
People
are like, well, right. So you're in the process you're releasing of creating a better life. The other day when you were talking to me and you said, Tree, I'm not doing this anymore. I can't, because it's going to hurt him. It's going to hurt me. It's going to hurt whoever. Okay? I don't want to get too detailed in here, because I don't want to expose you like that. But but when you said that, I was like, wow, he is really spiritually maturing, because there was a time when you would just be super reactionary and live for the moment, right? You know what I mean? And live for the fact that you could do something. We've all done that before, that we could do something that and then walk away from it because he or she has hurt us so much. We could twist a knife in them and walk away. You guys, and any of you guys
right.
who say you have never done that before, you're full of crap. I know we all have. It's part of being human, and we do it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Okay.
Well,
so
I did that.
You don't do that.
It felt horrible. I didn't feel any relief. I felt nothing from that but aggravation.
Right.
I got so angry because I tried to do just that, and I realized I'm better than that. I know better. I am stronger than that. But I just want to let it all out and let it go. I can't have this in me anymore. I'm tired of hurting like that.
Right. I get you. And it's like quitting smoking. When you quit, you go through a detox period. You know what I mean? And that's what you're going through. And this work is hard, but you are already releasing. It's just taking longer than you'd like it to. But it's happening right now. I saw that last night when I was hanging out with you and you know, our mutual friends.
Right.
So that's what I'm saying to you. You are already doing that. I'm going to send you a mantra that you can use tonight, okay, and see if that works for you. But start saying that every morning when you wake up, when you go to bed, because what it does is it makes you more accountable to yourself. And when you are more accountable to yourself, and you're like, you know what, I really can't do this way because it's going to hurt this person or it's going to hurt me, and I'm going to be better and feel better because I'm living a certain way. You know what I mean? And that's one thing I think that you should do. You guys are working on doing the ceremony tonight. And that's a beautiful thing. But you are already releasing. The things you do today, like the ceremony, the prayer, the meditation, the mantra, are all part of that. You know, and it's not before you would be doing ego things. I got to do this because I'm going to make him pay, or I got to do. Guys, you said that right? Maybe in court with Orestes. You know what I mean? So maybe in on the phone with our spouses or our mates or boyfriend girlfriend. So you're not doing that anymore. You are already in the process of releasing. It's just super painful. This work always is. You're gonna wake up one day and you're gonna be super happy and it's not gonna hurt as much, and you're gonna find that you've released it, and whatever he or she says to you or they say to you, it won't bother you anymore. It really won't.
What really got me is I know I'm doing the ceremony tonight, and I asked the universe earlier today, please help me, please show me what I need to release, and I had two people from my past that I've had big excruciating issues with contact me today. And I understand that once I ask the universe for something, wow, does it answer, because it answered two folds over. I understand there's stages where it'll tap you, it'll smack you, it'll hit you with 2x4. Today felt like a Mack truck. It was like, where did this one come from?
That's funny. Yeah, you're right.
Two things I needed to deal with, and at the same time, because those two things sort of intertwine. And that's why I'm asking, like, what do I honestly need to put in that tonight to get rid of that?
I'm going to tell you something right now. I'm going to give you something. I'll send it right after we get off the phone. But you put out there, I choose to acknowledge the I am that is inside of me, or, O Holy Father, my connection to you, however you see God, the angels, and I am releasing all this negativity and all this pain. And you might want to list the pain that you feel with each person or people. Okay, I've done that before, and do that, because when you let that hurt out like that, it will surprise you. And you'll feel this relief. And I remember I did that not too long ago with a person. I told you about that when Die would win. I felt the best after I wrote this. Really, man, it was a nasty, excruciating letter. Right? I didn't give it to her, but it felt good to release it. You know what I mean? And so every hurt that I'd ever experienced with this person, I wrote it out in that letter. And boy, it felt good. So you can say it out loud. You can write it in a letter, burn it, you know, you guys are doing that tonight too. But I would, everything that they've ever done to you, or you feel that they've done to you, or you feel like you've experienced with them, say it out loud and say, I release it to you, God, universe, Jesus, whoever you believe in. Okay, angels. Can you do that?
Yeah. And I think a lot of this came from the warm hand on my back last night, which had not left me until I got home last night. Sorry to monopolize your show this evening.
No, you got some good questions. We appreciate it.
So many interesting things have happened to me over a 24-hour period that I, newly coming into myself, like I said, a young girl getting her period for the first time, it's a lot to comprehend. I really think, Tari, you need to talk about that one.
Yeah, there you go. I will. That's
funny.
Wait
till you tell Guy about that story, how I analogied that one. She's going to laugh on that.
Yeah, I will tell you. We've only got a couple of minutes left in the show, but James, I'd love to have you because you're growing spiritually and emotionally, and you're coming into yourself like a young girl comes into becoming a woman. I think I said that, you know,
right,
too, as well. Yeah. And you're getting, having all these emotions. Say everything that's ever bothered you. Write it out, type it out, print it out. If you're embarrassed about saying it in front of anybody that's there, okay, because I'm not sure about that, then you write it out, and it'll feel so much better. And whatever it will feel so much better. And if you say it out loud and read it and say it out loud, or just say it out loud or just read it, that it will feel better once you write it and let it release it. Every little thing, I don't care how small it is. Okay? Anyway, I know that's helped me. Guy's helped you too. Guy sent some good letters. Some good letters. Good full moon ceremony. Right, Guy? So, anyway, she may not be able to hear me. All right, everybody. Thank you, James. Some good questions here. Some great stuff to ask. Everybody, it's the end of the show, and we went a little long tonight, and I'm so grateful because we brought some good points up, and James asked some great questions, and thank you, James. Follow us on Facebook.com/angelcoaches. If you have an idea for a show, Jay, we'd love to hear your ideas. Anybody who's listening now or going to download it later, follow us on Blog Talk Radio, blogtalkradio.com/angelcoaches, because they send you some really cool things and some free things too as well. And then if you want to email me something or you'd like to talk to your angels or get an angel reading, then a coaching session with any of us, you can do facebook.com/angelcoaches or give me a phone call, 954-636-9401. And you guys have a great now and enjoy the rest of your Sunday. Enjoy the full moon ceremony. I want to hear about it. And I'm going to send you something.
Thank you, Tari. You'll hear about it.
All right. Take care, everybody.
Thank you.
Bye now.
Bye.
Bye.